listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of better living, where we talk about self-awareness, being in balance, and mindfulness. And since mindfulness is one of the many focuses of this segment, I thought who better to have on than two of the founding members of the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness, Claire Weiner and Libby Robinson. Welcome. What does mindfulness really mean anyway?
Well, mindfulness really means a different way of paying attention, just a different kind of awareness, being aware in the moment without judging what's going on.
And what are the benefits of being mindful?
It appears that there's a whole slew of benefits, from raising one's mood and sort of helping to move out of negative mind states, as well as coping with physical pain and other issues, problems that come up in everybody's life.
Can we be mindful at this very moment while we're having this conversation?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I'm sitting here holding a warm cup of tea, so I can just be mindful, aware of the way this cup feels in my hand, the warmth, the weight of this cup, paying attention to this at this moment.
Let's say some cynics are listening and they're saying, what does that even what does that even mean?
Well, what it means is that we often go through the day in a state called what we call automatic pilot. So we're very busy, we're going about our day, and we're just not paying attention. So automatic pilot is what might happen to you if you're driving along and you miss your freeway exit, right?
Okay.
And you go, oh my gosh, how did I get where I am? And you don't notice what's going on around you. The practice of mindfulness can bring your awareness to the present. And when we're more aware of what's going on in the present, we can be more aware of our emotional states, our thoughts, how our interactions with other people are affecting us and others.
Would you equate mindfulness to self-awareness?
It's related to self-awareness, but there's no judgment involved.
Libby, do you teach mindfulness?
Yes, I teach mindfulness-based stress reduction, which is the model that Jon Kabat-Zinn developed in the 70s at the University of Massachusetts, and it's one of the models that's been the most researched.
So mindfulness-based stress reduction.
Right.
Is breathing a big part of that?
A meditation that focuses on the breath called mindfulness of the breath is one of the meditations that we teach early on in the course and is foundational to fostering mindfulness.
I think a lot of people hear meditation and think, oh, I can't do that. It's so difficult. Do you think meditation is difficult?
I think it all depends on how you interpret your experience. You know, if you think that it's a terrible thing, that you're a failure if your mind wanders off, that you're not supposed to do that, that's a problem, because the reality is that our minds do wander off all the time. And can we notice, oh, you know, there I was focusing on the breath, and next thing you know, I'm thinking about my to-do list,
right,
or a conversation I just had, or what am I going to say to Lisa Berry? Hmm. You know, all these sorts of things come up and pull you away from noticing the present moment.
If someone wanted to start meditating right now, what would you tell them? Obviously not if they're driving, but I mean,
right,
at this point in their life, that's what I meant.
You can do short little things while you're doing ordinary mundane activities. You know, like you can notice the sensations of brushing your teeth. Here you do something every day for about 2 minutes, and you could just notice the experience, the physical sensations of brushing your teeth.
What would you say? Oh, I'm putting on the toothpaste, and that molar's about to go. I mean, I just want to give people
sure.
a good example.
Yeah. Noticing picking up the toothbrush, the weight of it in your hand, the shape of it,
mm-hmm.
noticing the sensation of squeezing the tube and putting it on, raising it up, bending your elbow, putting it in your mouth, running it around, the taste of the toothbrush, the feeling of it on your teeth. There's lots going on.
And what is the benefit of recognizing that?
I think what you're doing is you're training the mind to be more present.
I think a lot of people, though, don't necessarily want to be present. Maybe life is hard and they're going through some difficult things and they don't want to think about it.
That's exactly right. Distraction has a place,
mm-hmm.
right? So we like to be distracted with, I don't know, food, Netflix. I'm all for Netflix myself.
Sure, sure.
Computer games.
Right, computer games. Some distractions sometimes are fine, but when distractions take us away from skillful choices, skillful actions, then it can be problematic, right? So when we're not paying attention, and then what we're doing is perhaps not so skillful, then that can be a problem.
Does distraction lead to denial?
Distraction can lead to denial.
Does mindfulness help someone who's distracted and denying what's really happening in their life?
So meditation is a formal practice of mindfulness.
But
what Libby was describing with brushing teeth or doing the dishes or when I was talking about holding the cup, that's informal mindfulness of everyday activities. And meditation is formal mindfulness, which you can do, most people think of people in a lotus position, which, trust me, you do not have to do. Most of us cannot sit in a lotus position. So you can meditate sitting in a chair. You can meditate standing up, lying down, or walking even. And when you come back to the point of focus, whether it's your breath or your step or the sensation of sitting on the chair, you just return to this one kind of neutral focus. And you come back, and you come back, and you come back. And as you still the mind, you become more aware of what's present in your mind. Things arise, thoughts arise, emotions arise, physical sensations arise. And you don't say, oh, get away, get away, get away. Oh, right. I don't like that. It's there. And you develop a different relationship with what arises. And so denial shifts. You say, oh, yeah, I'm feeling kind of crummy. Okay, I can notice that. I'm feeling kind of angry. Oh, I can notice that.
And just let it go?
And you can watch it change. Because as we develop this practice, we begin to understand that what goes on in the mind is impermanent. Thoughts in the mind are always changing.
But do you think people realize they even have these thoughts? A lot of us have this inner dialogue, and the minute you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, the conversation begins.
It does.
Is that a good time to meditate?
It can be, yes. It can be a very good time to meditate. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
And give yourself positive messages? Does that make a difference?
It's not so much about positive messages, although we can do that. And there are mindfulness practices around, say, cultivating compassion towards yourself and other people. But it's more about bringing that quality of non-judgment to your experience. Oh, there I am worried about my day. Oh, noticing that. Okay, all right, let's go on to...
And that makes it better?
Let's go on to putting my clothes on and washing my face or taking a shower or whatever, making breakfast. Coming back to this present moment helps us shift our attention away from the worries, the pain, the tension that can arise.
Aha. So therefore, the benefits of mindfulness. I'm talking to Claire Weiner and Libby Robinson, founding members of the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness. A lot of activities coming up. We'll put a link on our webpage, WEMU.org. Mention one thing, drop-in meditation. What do we want to talk about?
Sure. There are five different drop-in meditations going on in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti right now, weekly. Three on Tuesdays about midday, one on Thursday evening at the Lotus Center on Carpenter Road, and one Friday at the downtown Ipsy Public Library.
And if you just heard what we're talking about and think that might help you, you're saying
absolutely
you should go.
And they're free.
And they're free. All
yes.
Right. Claire Weiner, Libby Robinson, founding members of the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.